stuck in your life and you just can't seem to get moving forward, Crazy Believe with Melsa is the podcast for you. All about spiritual transformational coaching and energy healing, our show helps you to take that leap of faith so you can live your best life. Join us. This is Nelsa, host of Crazy Believe with Nelsa. And tonight I wanted to talk about releasing resentment. So resentment comes from the Latin word or the Latin phrase to feel again. And so often there are moments of hurt and pain, embarrassment, all sorts of negative feelings that we can sometimes hold on to after someone has hurt us, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, verbally, spiritually. And so instead of feeling anger or pain at what has happened, we hold on and we bring those memories back up again and again, and we feel those same feelings, sometimes with the same level of intensity. And the problem with that, I found for myself, is that my body reacts as if I'm still in that moment. My heart rate is up. My stress hormones are pouring in, where that adrenaline is kicking in, that fight or flight, freeze or fawn. The inclination to do that is almost the same level as it was in the actual moment with the person. And so just in research that I've done over the years in my careers, I found that the body doesn't care whether that happened 10 minutes ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But if you're still holding those emotions inside of you and you're replaying those moments in your brain over and over and over, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this a lot in his work, then truly your body, it does not realize that this is a past moment. It still fires up as if you are in that dangerous negative feeling, as if you need to do something to survive it. And so we are really damaging not only our minds by taking up so much vital space for creative projects, for love, for healthy, you know, joyful memories. With this particular instance of resentment, but our bodies are reliving those moments every single time we fire up those memories, when we talk about those hurtful places. So tonight I offer you a meditation to help you release resentment so that that blockage can soften and eventually be removed so that you can move forward. Sometimes we know that things have happened, but we don't know how to go forward. And so in the energy work that I do with Reiki, using that universal life force energy that I like to see as love, we can start to open up space for love, for abundance, for more creativity, and less holding on to negative energy that really no longer serves us. It doesn't make us feel good to remember those things. It doesn't make us feel good to replay those memories. And so it's my hope that I can help someone tonight release whatever it is that you're feeling, whether it's for someone else or even for yourself. So I hope this helps. Find a comfortable spot, preferably no operating heavy machinery or driving, as meditation can take you into a very relaxed, altered state. So please play this when you're in a good spot where you can be comfortable and you can focus on your breathing And if at all possible, you can close your eyes. A deep breath in. And exhale. Breathe in again. And exhale. We all deal with resentments, holding on to harm that was caused in the past. This is a painful experience. When you hold on like this, you feel the pain repeatedly. Sometimes these resentments may feel like they offer security from future harm. Maybe you've put up walls, barriers against the people who have caused you harm. But with forgiveness, you can free up space in the heart and the mind to allow love and care to take root. Practice of forgiveness will help you let go of these painful experiences and offer freedom to the mind and heart. Now that you found yourself a comfortable position, let's invite gentleness into the body from the beginning to the end. As you breathe in, and exhale. Notice any discomfort or tension in the body and try to soften around it. Now bring to mind somebody you feel resentful toward. If you're new to this practice, don't choose the strongest resentment in your heart. Instead, start where it's a little bit easier. Notice the harm that was caused and why you feel resentful. Stay connected to your breath. And connect with the intention to cultivate an open and loving heart. If there is resistance, notice its presence without pushing it away. It takes time to reopen the heart, so don't force anything. Begin offering phrases of forgiveness, connecting with the words as much as you are able. Say a phrase slowly in your head, finding a rhythm. It may be helpful to offer a phrase with each exhale or with every other exhale. You might use these phrases. I forgive you. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. I free this pain from my heart. whatever phrase works for you. Continue to repeat it to yourself as you stay connected to your breath. I forgive you. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. I free this pain from my heart. I forgive you. May I let this pain free itself from my heart. I forgive you as much as I am able to in this moment. I free this pain from my heart. Now let go of these phrases. Turn toward yourself, recognizing that you too have caused harm to others. You don't need to engage in stories about the harm you have caused. Just recognize that you have indeed caused difficulties for others, whether you intended to or not. To mind a specific person you have hurt. Begin asking for forgiveness from this person using these phrases. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I've caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. You may be the person who needs to hear these words. If so, imagine yourself looking into a mirror, speaking to yourself. I ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. Ask for forgiveness for any harm I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. As you breathe, return to your own body. Breathe deeply for a few more minutes, resting your awareness on the breath before you open your eyes. As you return, ask for permission to send you Reiki or Universal Life Force Energy as you continue to soften around forgiveness, as you continue to listen. That is your granting me permission. I send out love, peace, harmony to your mind, your heart, your soul, your body, your spirit. That the person that you have called forth to ask for forgiveness for any harm you may have caused might release you, and that if you yourself have caused you harm and have asked for forgiveness, that the block of resentment may be released, that you may move forward in love, peace, and joy. I send you peace and blessings. Until next time. Don't stop crazy believing. Thanks for joining us today on Crazy Believe with Nelsa. Follow us on Facebook at Crazy Believe with Nelsa, as well as on IG, also Crazy Believe with Nelsa, and on YouTube at, you guessed it, Crazy Believe with Nelsa. Until next time, we're crazy believing in you.